RS intervju.
Pozdravljeni v RS intervjuju, v katerem gostimo nizozemsko zasedbo Gold, ki smo jo lovili po včerajšnjem koncertu v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška. Trenutno so na 4-tedenski turneji z japonskimi post-rock legendami Mono. Pogovarjali smo se z Mileno in Tomasom, ki sta gonilni sili benda. Spregovorili smo predvsem o trenutni postavi benda, ki je skrčena, ustvarjajo namreč brez bobnov in basa. Debata je seveda tekla tudi o obdobju med pandemijo in o mnogih tegobah moderne družbe.
All right, so it's us again. After a long time, Milen and Tomas from Gold, how's the tour going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. We've been on the road now for a little over a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started in Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary and Romania. And now we're in Slovenia. And it's been really good. It's I think above our expectations, and it's been just really good to finally be on tour, because the album,
yeah,
The Shame Should Not Be Mine, is now out for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really been able to tour it. We did a lot of festivals, but not many club shows. Definitely not in this part of Europe. So,
so this is the first bigger tour after the virus thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always so confused with counting years.
Yeah.
Which year it was.
It still so feels on. Like 2019, right?
Yeah. We stuck in 2019. Look, I'm going to be honest. I was really out of the loop, to be honest, especially seeing you playing tonight with this new setup and the whole formation that you have was for me a surprise, because I said I was out of the loop. And please, I just want to start with that, but also to tell you that it was it's rare when you have this chance to see something that you didn't hear before. And I just want to let you know that I had a lot of fun. It really works well, even in this form. And I really love there is still this typical repetition that you have. And it just felt right.
Cool.
And yeah, I just want to tell you that. But
thanks.
Yeah, the question is, how come is that situation that we saw you guys play tonight?
Well, I think it's two things. So we wrote an album called The Shame Should Not Be Mine.
Yeah.
We released that 1 year ago. And with writing that album during COVID, we really had to start writing at home. Thomas and I had already had, for a while, we had an idea of like using other instruments like synthesizers or samples or like electronic beats instead of live drums, that kind of thing. So COVID kind of gave us the time to experiment with that. So that album was for, I think, 80%, maybe written at home, which changed a lot about, I think, the instrumentation of that album. So that is one part. And then there's a very simple reason why we're on tour with just four people now instead of six, which we did before, because two of us couldn't make it to come on tour, personal reasons. Our drummer, for example, has a kid, so he didn't want to be away from home for 5 weeks, because we're on tour for 5 weeks, which is pretty long. And then we discussed it with the other four people that could do it, and we just decided, like, fuck it, we'll do it with just the four of us, and we'll find a way. So Jaka, our wonderful guitar player, is now also playing drums, only electronic drums, which changed the songs again, because we already made a difference. I mean, the album is already pretty different from what we did before, but now everything is electronic. And I think in that way a lot has changed. So there's no live drums anymore. There's no live bass player anymore. She's actually getting her degree in fine arts, so that's good too. Good for her, but we couldn't bring her on tour. So that is like the two reasons why stuff changed so drastically, I think, because it is a big difference from what we did in 2019 before COVID. Yeah,
of course, but that's not going to be a permanent solution. Or are you thinking about that?
Who knows? I mean, we're never really very clear on what happens in the future because we really want to feel free about that, I think. Toms and I are always like looking for whatever way we want to. It could be an acoustic album, next album or whatever, but probably it will not be an acoustic album, but it could be like a very big difference. We just want to feel free and make whatever we want to make. Yeah. So we don't really want to compromise on anything.
But whoever is going to see us this year will see us as a four piece.
Yeah, this year we'll do everything with just the four of us. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. But anyway, I think it works really well because, of course, I came here with the expectation to see the old world, of course, you know. But also, you know, you did. Which record is this? Like the fifth one?
Yes, fifth.
The fifth one. The four that you like.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, but you know, just what I want to say is that you know, do you need, because there was always like a really nice continuation, on your records, and that what we saw and what we can hear in the new one, there is a difference, and also, did that on purpose? Like you said, okay, we want to do something totally different. It was like natural, or it was, you know, I mean, okay, I'm going to put it like that. The change that you always dream, you know, when you're creating music, especially on the last record, was it for yourself or it was for the fan base to make it something different?
No, it was definitely for ourselves. 100% for ourselves.
Now, the moment we start writing for other people, I think we should stop writing.
Yeah.
So whatever we do is always for ourselves. It's always because...
In our heads, it was a very drastic change. I don't think it changed that much. If you compare the albums to each other, then probably the difference between our last two albums isn't that huge. I mean, it's always...
Okay, yeah.
It definitely sounds like the same band. It is a different type of music, I think, but it's still gold. I think for us, it's just the most important thing is that we just, obviously, we discuss, we discuss it a lot. What is gold? What makes it gold? And whenever we ask the band, like, do you think this new song is gold? Then they're just like, yeah, but what is gold? We don't know what gold is.
Okay, so yeah.
Nobody really, don't really pin it down, right?
And
for us, it's
and they're always... But they also often like, of course, this is gold.
Yeah.
It's very obviously gold.
Yeah, because
the intrinsic quality of just us making music is what makes it gold. So I think as long as it's coming, as long as we're honestly creating, Milena and me, it will be gold. There's no doubt about that.
If I understand correctly your process when you write songs, it's usually the two of you home, and I remember from the last interviews that you said that you start a lot of with acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
And the question is, how do you project that on a full band?
Well, the acoustic stuff is gone.
Let's hold that thought. So also back in the days.
I think
I mean, is it like you do all the guitars and say like, Jaka, you're going to play like that?
Yeah, it kind of used to be like that. For the guitars, mostly, I think we had quite clear ideas of how they should be layered.
Especially
and textured.
Especially the layering, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For drums and rhythms, it used to be a little bit less obvious. I think we gave a lot of freedom to Igor to fill that in. Should it be a half tempo song or a faster song or whatever? Of course, quite often we would have ideas, but we would always be open to be surprised by what the others
did.
I think that's important. I think we don't want like a dictatorship where we have like a very strict idea of...
I mean, you're still in a band, you don't have session players, you know? Yeah. So, of course, you appreciate their talent and their creativity. I mean,
yeah, we do. We really do.
Okay, so what, then, okay, let's continue what you were telling me before with the new approach that is you're working more with, you know, cause there's like synths and all that stuff. So when you started writing those songs, I guess it was also during COVID time and you had like, you know, gear back home and you started getting ideas. I mean, how it started, you want to have like synths and all those synthetic sounds. I mean, they were still organic life, of course, you know.
Well, interestingly, it started before COVID.
Okay.
Just, I think, the week before Europe went into like the first lockdown, and we were actually in the studio in the UK where we also recorded Why Aren't You Laughing? And later on also recorded The Shame Should Not Be Mine. And we recorded two demo songs there where with synthesizers and and stuff like that. Those songs never ended up in there in that form on the album, but it was like for us like an experiment. We knew we were going to be in the UK before a festival because we played in London, and we knew that we wanted some studio time just to experiment. And that's maybe those demos will ever be released again. Who knows? But those were the kind of already the first. The first dipping of the toes in that ocean of electronics. And like Milena said, it's been a long time wish for us to work with electronics. And
oh, okay. So
a lot of our favorite music of the last 10, 15 years is electronic music. And it always felt like it would bring like a kind of a richness or also, but also kind of like adventure to our song writing and our creation, that at least for me, I was missing in creating on the guitar, because I have been playing guitar now for more than 30 years. I'm not a virtuoso, but there's also not many surprises anymore when I pick up a guitar.
Of course, yeah.
So I want to be surprised when I create. I don't have a very strict idea of this is what I want to do. No. The opposite is actually what's happening when I create. I have nothing, and something has to pop up.
Of course, especially when you play guitar, because you said you used to play guitar, and you have this mindset how you're gonna, you know, start doing riffs. Maybe when you have like a scene that maybe you're not that comfortable with, you can get like really creative ideas, and you know, like trying to figure it out on the way you're going. You know, so all right, next topic. That's gonna be a tricky one. No, I'm joking. So you change kind of, I mean, I won't say you change your name, but you added four letters.
It's different.
It's gonna be a bit more provocative question. So if I remember correctly, No Image, your record, like your second record, was kind of focused on the critique of all the image. And if I remember it correctly, it was also a critique on social media and all this stuff. But the reason you changed your name was just because, so you can be easily reached on the social media. Was it? Maybe it's
other platforms as well. I mean, Spotify. Yeah.
Okay, everything. Before, like, the digital world.
Yeah, the digital world. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true.
But also, I mean, how you are seeing. I mean, is it a frustration for you to work with all those, you know, digital words, social media, all that stuff? I mean, are you having fun doing that, or is it just like something that you want to do because you're in a band?
It's a reality.
Interesting question, yeah. It's just
the world, you know? If you would have asked me 20, 30 years ago, are you happy sending letters? Yeah, it's just reality. That's how you are in touch with people. And
it's not really something I'm very passionate about, especially not TikTok, Twitter, that kind of stuff. Instagram is dead. I mean, it is what it is, but I'm okay with doing it. I kind of like it, but we're not like the type of band that post like stories and post every single day or whatever. We're just when we have something to tell, we'll post it.
But we really like to be in contact with people, and social media gives you that opportunity. So
oh, yeah, it's really
it,
nice.
It has its upside and its downside.
I do love, for example, the fact that people can just video, like film you during a concert, and then after a concert you can already see what it looked like or hear what people thought about the show. Or it's really nice to be in contact in that way.
And the thing about no image, to clarify that, it was not anti-social media, but it was anti-apathy. And social media back then, I think that has changed. Social media would be like a blanket covering all the horrors of the world. People would just like be...
A lot has changed since then. I mean, back then, it was just people laughing online about cat videos and just stupid stuff. Obviously, there are still cat videos.
Yeah.
But people were very unconscious about what was happening in the world. And I think at the moment, it's completely the other way around. People are so involved in everything that it's maybe even hard for some people to... have fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing that people are know what's going on in the world and that they understand that other people have other, like, they have a different life or they have to deal with different shit. Yeah. I think that's really great that that changed. But back then it was really impossible to think that it would be like this now, right? Nobody was really like protesting stuff. And at the moment, the whole world is on fire. Everybody's protesting everything. I mean, it's...
Online activism is everywhere.
But also in the streets. Very
offline
different.
Activism
So I think in that way, the world has changed a lot since then.
During No Image, we wanted people to show the world.
The world is fucking on fire.
You guys are looking at cat videos, but this is actually what's happening. And you're sending all your emotions, fake emotions through WhatsApp. But this is what's actually happening in the world. And now everybody is
mirroring the world. At the moment, I'm way more interested in like escapism and fantasy and just looking at stuff online to just escape the reality. Really. And back then, I was completely into looking and finding that reality because the world was just only escapism to me. So you're thinking that
right now there is less escapism and more like reality through those social media lens?
Yeah, well, obviously, there's also still a lot of escapism.
Because to be honest, there is so much information that is hard to process.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, it's way too much. Yeah,
absolutely right.
This is not good for the human mind, but I think it's good that there's also a lot of problems being addressed. Yeah. I mean, No Image is before Me Too, for example. It's ridiculous to know that there are all these like huge movements.
It's before Black Lives Matter, it
changed a lot. And I think obviously these things are all very heavy to process, and it's way too much shit coming into everybody's brain all day long. But back then, it was just people ignoring all the shit in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, the privileged people, and not necessarily the people in war or the people in horrible situations.
No, but Western society.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
So I think it was about that. No Image was about that. Yeah.
All right. Like, I mean, that topic can get really, really deep, especially if we start, talking about. The whole critique of technology and so on and so on and so on. So I think I just want to wrap it up finish with those basic boring questions about like what's
our favorite color. No.
Yeah, okay, all right. What's your favorite color?
Black or gold?
I don't know.
I mean, it should be gold.
It should be. Yeah.
Yeah, though I'd rather wear black.
No, but like, yeah.
Sorry.
That's all good. Like, I love having the stupid interviews and having fun. I mean, no pressure at all. Like, we can, talk bullshit all the time. To wrap it up. So you're having a 5-week tour right now.
Yeah. So the tour itself is 4 weeks, but we are 5 weeks away from home.
Wow.
Yeah.
And summers...
playing festivals and stuff?
Yeah, we're doing some festivals. Yeah, in France and UK and Spain.
And again, some touring in the ending of the year. We're not sure exactly when and how and mm-hmm. where, but...
Yeah, on social media, people...
We might be back.
You might be back. And we're looking forward. We're going to do another interview, of course.
Yes.
And yeah, so, I mean, you already said that you're already writing some new stuff.
Yeah, we're writing new stuff, but that's not going to be recorded before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end of the year, probably. So I think the next album will not be out before, like, the second half of 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's still...
Yeah.
But we just released a single, of course. And who knows, maybe we'll do a few more of those standalone singles. Maybe not, because we have no real plans here, but...
Because we have no money, no.
Well, okay, I think that's it. And thank you so much for taking your time to talk with me. And
thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm always having fun.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ereš intervju z bandom Gold je po včerajšnjem koncertu v ljubljanskem kinu Šiška pripravil Luka Bevk.
Ereš intervju.